Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. What's the earliest memory you have of wanting to be an entrepreneur? I was thinking about this morning because I see a lot of coaches and healers out there wanting to get their business off the ground, but having a really hard time. And so I started thinking about core level identities. You've heard me talk about this before if you've listened to me for any amount of time. And I was thinking about how it relates to me and maybe how it relates to the women that are not having the success that they want. And I want to talk about this a little deeper, and it might be triggering to some, but I want to bring it up so that you can have that paradigm shift and maybe move into understanding what it's going to take to become that six-figure entrepreneur. I'm Lynn Louise, the Cosmic Valkyrie and your business coach. I've been helping women for over 15 years create the life and business of their dream. I'm the creator of the Evolution 10X Method, which combines brain science, ancient wisdom, and strategy so that you can create your dream life in ease and flow, in alignment to your higher purpose. So today, while I was driving my husband to work, we were having a conversation about me and my business and why I see so many women struggling and what it might be or what their perception is. This is only my opinion because I don't know what's going on in your head. I can't read your mind through this podcast is what I'm trying to say. So I want you to take what I'm saying with a grain of salt because it's an opinion. But in this opinion, I want you to look at yourself with total transparency and honesty and see if you can identify this. So I was telling my husband, I remember back being in my 20s and already knowing that I already wanted a business. But back then, this is before the internet, y'all. And society's perception of business building was very brick and mortar. So for me to think I wanted to become an entrepreneur, I was limited by my perspective of what entrepreneurism was. And my perception was, oh, I have to have a business that fits in a brick and mortar and it has to have inventory and it's going to be really expensive and I'll have to hire people to work with me. My perception was incredibly limited, and kind of because that's the way the world operated back then, before the internet. But I was in my 20s, in my early 20s, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. It was one of my deepest desires. I knew that that was what I was meant for. And it wasn't surprising to me when I got my boot camp and my mother-in-law was like, oh, you should become a distributor for this MLM, which is nutrition, because you'd be really good at it. It was complementary to my boot camp, so why not? And I loved the products. And y'all, owning a boot camp and doing the nutrition, it was the mother load. It was a great time. I loved it to death. I love that as much as I love what I do now. And I think part of that is because I've always identified as an entrepreneur. So during the back and forth with my husband, I was telling him, you know, you have to have that core level identity. You have to have that drive and integrity and commitment of an entrepreneur that's willing to do what it takes to make it happen. Like hard times. And I tell you what, there has been some hard times. There were months when I didn't have any new signups in my boot camp. That hurt. But I didn't stop going. There have been times in my business that I have had launches that have had zero people sign up. It happens to all of us. But on a core level, I know this is what I'm supposed to do, and I'm not willing to give up, because entrepreneurs don't give up. We don't push pause. We don't stop. We understand that we can have a business and still have enough energy and time to participate in the things that we value the most. Family, community, self-care. But our business is a priority for us because we understand that it is our future. It is through business ownership that we create the financial security, the time freedom that we desire to create a better quality of life for us and our family. So similar, kind of, that you approach a 9-to-5 about showing up and getting paid and all that, you show up to your business that way because you know this is the way that you're going to put food on the table. It's not a side hustle. It's not an afterthought. It is something that is always there. You are always aware of. You understand that it is what you're here to do. You're here to help others. Now, you can help others and work for somebody else. But there is a certain type of coach and healer that understands that they're supposed to do it through their own business. It is them, a sole proprietor. And I knew that from an early age. It took me a while to understand how I was going to do it. You've heard me say this before, that I used to work for REM, and they would have friends and family that they would help get businesses off the ground. And I was part of that. I would help them open these business, keep them up and running, make sure that everything was copacetic so that they would be profitable. That's how I knew how to open my own businesses. First, the boot camp, then my hypnosis practice, and then my business coaching. I still have that hypnosis practice today. It's a six-figure business. I'm not giving it up. I have two businesses at this point. It doesn't mean that I'm working any more or any harder, or that I'm sacrificing my lifestyle in any way, because I took the time and I invested the money into learning what it was going to take to really scale an online business. Like I said, the other businesses, they were brick and mortars. The internet didn't exist. As a matter of fact, when I started my boot camp, Facebook was just getting started. When did you want to start a business? When was your first dream? And why do you want it? Is it a driving force? In the back and forth with my husband, we were talking about my passion for being an entrepreneur. And about 6 years ago, he had thought about having a little sidekick with his food. He's a chef. And so he started playing around with that idea, but he didn't want a business back then. He's a tradesman. He loves his trade, but it is not in his soul at this point to be an entrepreneur. He can't see it. He doesn't want it. That doesn't mean that he won't want it someday. He watches me and the joy that it brings me. And he understood when I was saying to him, it's in my soul, it's my drive. And he's like, yeah, I get it. Like, it's this thing that I wake up to every morning and I'm excited about. I have my to-do list. I enjoy walking in my office. Now, was it always this way? No, because when I didn't know what to do, it was really hard for me to step into my office. When I didn't understand the daily operations outside of content creation that were needed to create the success of my business, I would avoid my office because I thought it was just about struggling through making the perfect content that's going to speak to somebody. And it's not. It is not about that. Y'all probably know that because I'm going to be honest. My content isn't like earth-shattering or groundbreaking. I mean, I probably trigger the fuck out of people, let's be honest. But there's more to growing a business than content creation. There's more to growing a business than a freaking podcast, y'all. You wouldn't believe how many people I see thinking that a podcast is going to be the answer to creating the success in their business that they want. I do this podcast because I love it. It's creative for me. It's a creative outlet. And it allows me to touch more lives and give you the capability of having paradigm shifts and transformations without having to pay for it. Because I know not everyone is ready to invest in working with me. But I don't want to stop them from being able to grow a business. If you hear something in here that is of value to you and it can propel you forward, then I'm here for it. It will come back to me in other areas. And this is part of my journey. Journey as an entrepreneur. I get so many ideas and so many fun things to talk about that I cannot not do a podcast, just like I cannot not run a business. When I have a day off, I'm not obsessing about my business because I'm stressed out or anxious about what I'm not doing. When my husband and I are sitting on the back patio enjoying a glass of champagne and looking over the garden at the end of the afternoon, I am not talking about my business because I'm overwhelmed. I am talking about my business because I am in so much joy and happiness of what I have created. What's on my to-do list for the next month? What are my financial goals for the next 12 months? I get excited about talking about those things. That is talking about our future. I get to share this with my husband, what I am creating for us. And he loves hearing it. He loves my excitement. And when I am able to take women along this journey with me and they close clients and create residual income, it lights me up. Because I know they are living in alignment to their higher purpose and what they came here to create. And that's you. You're meant for more. You're meant to transform lives. And if you're still listening to this podcast, you're meant to do it through entrepreneurism, not being a coach for hire. There's nothing wrong with being a coach for hire. So the question is now, if you know on a core level that you're supposed to be an entrepreneur and you're still not seeing the results that you want in your business, then there's a couple things happening. One, you don't know the operational strategy. And that's really easy. Like, strategy is the easy part. I'm going to be honest. It's the step-by-step. It's the ingredients to your recipe. So you need that, and that's in Cash Codex. That's the monthly membership that I have. The second thing is you need to have a basic understanding of the brain, because it is probably the number one thing I see standing between women and their success. Their subconscious. The subconscious beliefs that they have about themselves and how the world operates and what it's going to take to create that success. It's the thing that keeps them quitting over and over and over, keeping them trapped from getting their business off the ground. And the third thing is reclaiming your luminous personal power, that connection to God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it, really harnessing it in this 3D. When you have all three of those things in alignment, you're able to collapse timelines in ways that you never thought possible. Manifest things in rapid time. You achieve total transformation. Transformation is not, oh, I just want a little better, a little different, maybe a little more. You want total transformation. You're not in this for slow growth. You're in this for a complete overhaul, so that you can live in alignment to your higher purpose and what you're supposed to be doing here in this lifetime. It's time to get serious. There's no time to waste. I don't want you struggling another year, another month, another hour, another second. That's exactly why I'm hosting an absolutely free workshop coming up, and it has a workbook that accompanies it so you can get started right now. It's your first 60K, the roadmap to consistent income and getting your business off the ground. If you are serious about being an entrepreneur and you are willing to do what it takes to get there, then you need to go get registered. But simply by registering isn't going to create anything different. You're going to have to show up. You're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to be part of it or watch the replays. You know what I'm talking about. So if that's you, go to the show notes and get registered today and let's fucking do this thing. No more dilly-dallying. It's time to get to work. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.